important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Oh my.
Hello again, friends, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Today we're broadcasting live from the Bridgestone Golf Studios located in Spanish Fort, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen. Well, he's back. Dan is back in the house. Danny Spivey, how you doing, my brother?
Well, what's going on there, Big Daddy? I put the headset on here when I got over to the palatial casa over here, and it feels good to be back, real comfortable, and I've missed everybody, missed you guys, and I know we've both been kind of on opposite ends of golf and stuff like that, and a lot of business going on. And but I tell you what, there's a lot going on, a lot going on. Okay, well, I guess we're having a little technical difficulty, and I think I threw a little gremlin in there, but as Randall gets his, there we go. You got it?
Yeah, I think we got you.
There you go.
Don't know what happened there, but that's all right. Hey,
it's our first gremlin of the morning.
Right. Well, we're glad to have you back. Glad to have all of our friends on board with us. Great radio stations along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, Florida. You've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. In Central Alabama, it is Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin, that whole Central Alabama area. We thank you, and we appreciate you so very much. I'll tell you, you talk about a fast hour. There is no doubt that this is going to be a very fast hour. When you hear that, that means we got a great lineup for you on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Coming up in our next segment, David Mugel, General Manager and Teaching Professional at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He'll have our Golf for Dummies. If you're new to the show, David always has a theme song for his Golf for Dummies.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go back a little bit. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Little Fog Hat.
Oh, hey. Little Fog Hat.
And?
Slow Ride?
Slow Ride. Okay. Slow Ride.
I'll give you a little background. One of my favorite concerts, Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Godzilla Tour. Remember that?
Yeah,
Godzilla.
Absolutely.
Foghat opened up for him. Did a 45-minute rendition of Slow Ride.
Oh,
I think it was the
goodness.
Only song they played, and then they left. But it was a great one.
That would have been what, about 83. Okay.
82, 83, right around there.
84.
Yeah, 83.
Well, cool. Well, Dave has got that for you coming up in our next segment. At the bottom of the hour, the general manager and PGA teaching professional at Lake Forest Golf Club in Daphne, Mr. Brian Barker is going to be on with us. He's going to fill us in on what's happening out there. We'll talk about course conditions, greens, and the PGA Junior Golf Tour that he has. Doing really some really neat things with that. He'll have all that for us at the bottom of the hour. So it should be a lot of fun. Haven't had Brian on in quite some time, and looking forward to talking with him. Hey, a lot to wrap in 1 hour, but we'll also get you caught up on the professional leaderboards presented by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. We'll get you caught up on the official world golf rankings presented by Rolex. There's some collegiate golf going on. That happens tomorrow at East Lake. We'll talk about that and some local golf. And, of course, we always say it, no show is complete without talking about some football. And we're going to do that as well. Who knows? We may even hear from Coach Saban and Coach O at some point.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Coach O's got a lot going on. If you're an Alabama fan, we'll stick with a little bit of football real quick. Were you frustrated? I think a lot of Alabama fans are frustrated that first quarter and a half, two quarters. Three quarters, really.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of a head scratcher. It's like, really, what's going on here? We take for granted so often, especially with Tennessee. What, it's been, 15 in a row now? 13 or 14 in a row?
This is 15, yeah.
And but it looked tight there for a little while. Now, thank goodness the Crimson Tide opened it up and, blew the over out and also blew the spread out. But it was looking touch and go there for a little while.
We got a lot of football to talk about in the show.
It's time
for your leaderboard update.
Brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Well, some of the world's best golfers were south of, let's say, Spanish Fort, Alabama, way south. And we're talking about the Zozo Championship in Omari, Japan at the Accordia Golf near Ashana Country Club. And full disclosure, this is a spoiler alert because, Randall, they're a little ahead of us.
Yes, they are. About a day or so.
But all eyes were on one guy, of course, native countryman Hideki Matsuyama. Well, he didn't disappoint, Randall, as he played the back nine in four under par, 32, to finish with a 65, five under par. The final under, win by five, including an eagle on 18.
Nice.
He got that five-shot victory over Americans Brendan Steele and Cameron Tringali. So congratulations. He said it's his second biggest win of his career, just outside of the Masters.
Absolutely. He is the defending Masters champion. Well, the LPGA wrapped up earlier from South Korea for the 2021 BMW Ladies Championship. In a one-hole playoff, Jin Young Ko, your winner, as she picks up her 22nd professional victory. The European Tour wrapping up from Spain for the 2021 Mallorca Golf Open. 33-year-old Danish golfer Jeff Winther gets his first European Tour victory. He wins by a stroke, finishing at 15 under. The PGA Tour champions finish up today from Richmond, Virginia for the 2021 Dominion Energy Charity Classic. He's a lefty. Steve Flesh leads the way by two strokes at 13 under. And a big congratulations to Diego Tabon as he played outstanding last Sunday and wins the GCGA Tour Championship at Lakewood Golf Club in Point Clear. Hey, you can go to GCGATour.com for more information. And why don't you come play with us next year? Check out GCGATour.com. Come on, it's your tour. There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. All right, a lot going on. There's absolutely no question about it. A lot of golf happening. And let me ask you this. Last week you had a little Metro Junior over in Mobile. How did everybody finish up?
I'll tell you what, it was just a tremendous outing over there. You know, the wind picked up. We talked about that a little bit when I called in. And Tripp Duke, who just played tremendous, two solid rounds, ended up taking the varsity boys division. I think Young Brown, one of the younger Brown boys, picked up the younger division and everything. But just really good playing by a lot of these young kids around here. And Lawrence was so wonderful over Lawrence Hour over there. They closed this golf course, you know, for these young boys and girls. And I don't know if a lot of people know a whole lot about Isaiah City, but it's a city-run golf course, and they do probably 65,000, 70,000 rounds a year. So, you know, on any Saturday or Sunday when they have a tournament, they shut it down for a junior tournament. We're talking, you know, several hundred rounds each day, and that's a commitment to junior golf.
Oh, my goodness.
And just a great thing for them to do. But, you know, congratulations. Jackson played a little bit better, my son, on the last day. But Ken Brown Jr. played really well that second day. He shot a 4-under par. 68 was a low round of the tournament, and I believe he finished in third place. But what a great finish by a lot of these young kids. I've been following it for a long time, Randy.
You know, we talk about junior golf. Let's take that number. And you see some high numbers sometimes in junior golf.
Oh, sure.
Well, let's take that and go to the tour champions. We saw that yesterday with the other lefty. Steve Flesh is leading of the tour right now, that tournament. But the other lefty, Feel the Thrill, he gets on. Oh, my goodness. On the par 5, number 9th, which was his 18th hole of the day.
Yep.
He not only hits it out of bounds once, he re-tees, hits it out of bounds again.
So we're hitting 5 now.
Yeah, and guess what he winds up with? A quad on that par 5.
It's actually a pretty good quad for after hitting 5 off the tee box. You know, I watched a little bit of when he was hitting 5, I went to commercial break.
Yeah, you had to. You had to. Oh, my goodness. Man, there's so much to get into. Danny, I want to talk to you real quick at some point. I know we're going to go to break here in just a second, but I tried something yesterday on the grill. That is absolutely fantastic. Pineapple sausage.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. It was so good.
Kick it.
There you go. Hey, when we come back, are you ready? David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes, he's on with us. We're going to have Golf for Dummies. You will not want to miss it as Southern Fairways we roll on right here on a Sunday morning.
One, two, three, four. gonna shiver in the dark. It's already in the park when me and Tom.
Now, who is that?
Well, that's Dire Straits right there.
That is not Dire Straits.
Okay,
that is their song.
Yeah, okay. So, well, it's a Dire Straits song, so.
Yeah. This is a group called Rio Brothers, REO Brothers, okay?
Okay.
They're a group of five from the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to them.
That's pretty good.
They
there.
Do pretty good. There's
they
no
do.
Doubt about
yeah.
it.
And they do well.
They do the Bee Gees. They do a whole lot of 50s, 60s, and 70s.
I think I've seen them before, yeah. like yeah. online. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show, where we talk golf first. We'll talk music. We'll talk football. We'll talk food. It all happens right here. Glad to have you on board with us as we go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in one of our faves. There's no doubt about it. Is David Musial, General Manager at Glen Lakes. David, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Randy. Hope you and Danny are doing well. Got a good crowd on the golf course here at Glen Lakes, and hope you guys are having a good day.
Well, we are. As a matter of fact, I got a text from one of our loyal listeners. He's out playing today out there at Glen Lakes, and I think he's going to try to come by and say hey to you a little bit later on.
Golf course in great shape. You know, we finally had a chance to dry out. Golf course greens are a little bit quicker now that we've got some cooler nights, and the golf course really is in great shape, and encourage anybody to get out and play. All 27 holes are really, really playing well right now.
Well, David, we're going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and do this right here. Let's go ahead and do our Golf for Dummies because we got to talk some football with you as well. So here we go. It's a little slow ride from Fog Hat.
Hey everyone, it's Dan at Golf Carts Plus. It's time for Golf for Dummies with David Musial.
All right, lay it on us, D.
Well, isn't fall golf great? Doesn't everybody want to get out? A little chill in the air, the greens get a little faster as that humidity slows down. It's a great time for golf. But nothing is worse than slow play. Nothing worse than getting out on the golf course and just dragging behind a group that is not keeping up pace with a 4-hour pace, what we look at for all golf courses, especially ours at Glen Lakes, when we're on the 90-degree rule. So there's no reason we can't play each nine with 2 hours or less. So a couple little tips that we want to encourage any new players out there, any junior golfers that we're bringing along, to start good pace when you're playing golf, and those that will stick with you for your whole golf career. First thing we want to do is take a maximum of one practice swing. We don't want to stand over the golf ball and have 4 and 5 practice swings. In a round of golf, that's going to increase that round, you know, 20, 30 minutes in a round. So we want to keep that one practice swing and keep things moving with a good routine. With our juniors, our beginners, start that way. Be ready. When the cart stops, it's time to get out at that time, to sit there and wait for the other person to play. We don't want to do that. We want to get our club ready. We want to size up our yardage and be ready when it's our turn. Another thing, too, is that we want to putt out. And it's appropriate in stroke play. We can putt out when our ball is close to the hole. So we don't want to walk up there and mark it from 1 foot from the hole. Let's go ahead and size it up, clean it up, and then we can move on to the next hole. Also, too, with the new rules of golf, that the lost ball search is only 3 minutes. So let's keep in mind, 3 minutes, let's keep things moving along. That we sell golf balls at the golf shop and make sure you have plenty of them in your bag when you get out. But after 3 minutes, it's time to abandon, proceed under the rules of golf, and keep on going. We don't want to rush our game. We don't want to get out there and feel that we're not concentrating on what we're doing, but we want to be ready. So when that cart stops, let's get moving to the next shot. I am David Musial, and I strongly encourage a 4-hour or less round of golf.
Because you don't want to have a slow ride.
Don't want that slow ride.
That was absolutely perfect. That is something that needed to be said. There are a lot of folks out there that just don't understand how to play ready golf. If you're new to the game, learn that term, ready golf, okay? Listen, we play with guys all the time, and I'm not calling any names out, but we play with guys all the time that they get to their ball, their partner's ball is 5 yards away, and they have to drive to each one of them. And you got to be ready to go when it's your turn because we want to play in no more than 4 hours.
David, I'm chomping at the bit here. Randy can see me squirming in my seat with wanting to say something because this is such a serious issue. And there's two things I want to address with that. The ready golf thing, absolutely, especially when it's cart path only. I know, you know, few and far you know, between, you know, we're cart path only down there at Glen Lakes. You know, we get a lot of storms down that way, and we get a lot of rotten here. So you got to protect your golf course, so you're going to play cart path only. Well, you don't walk over to your golf ball, zoom it, walk all the way back to the, you know, your cart and do all this. So the second part is, I think a lot of this stems for average golfers. And when I say an average golfer, 16 to 20 handicap, I'm going to say that's about an average golfer, watches a lot of golf on TV. Well, tour professionals take a lot of time. They take extra swings. They get all their yardage. But here's the difference. A tour average player averages 71.73. Okay? So they can take a few extra swings because the shot's going to be a little bit more accurate. Exactly. Well, if you're taking all that time and you're shooting 93, you're going to be there for 5.5 hours. So let's go ahead and just kind of get one good swing thought, get over your ball, be prepared to hit it, and be safe, first of all. We don't want balls flying all over the place. But for goodness sakes, take a couple clubs with you up around the green and your putter. You don't have to walk back and all that. It's just, it's miserable. It decreases the amount of revenue that you get in the game of golf. It makes the experience not as pleasurable. And no one likes playing with a slow player.
Did you get it all out?
Okay, absolutely. I feel much better now.
You know, you get beginner much better out now. There that you need to learn from the beginning. And, you know, you guys have been playing golf an awful long time. That you got your wife that you're teaching to play or coming along with you, and you've got, you know, junior, you're just getting along. Let's learn at the beginning to be able to do those things to keep things moving along.
Well, that is certainly a great tip. No question about it, guys. Kind of speed it up a little bit. All right. The putting out, I think that's right. I mean, there's so much of that tip right there that was perfect, Dave. Visit with David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club. You need to set up a tee time out there. It is a fun track to go play. 251-955-1220. Dave, we got you for about 3 minutes. Let's turn and talk a little golf. Of course, Georgia had had a bye. What'd I say? Talk golf. Yeah. Let's talk some football. We just got through talking golf. That's where we talk golf first, Danny. Okay. Let's talk to football right now. All right, Georgia had the weekend off. Clemson, what's going on with Clemson? Pitt beat them, what was it, 27-17, something like that? Was that the final
first,
score?
First trivia question today is who is undefeated in the ACC? And they're going to get a five-pack. You guys know right offhand?
Oh, gosh. In the ACC, would it be Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
Oh, well, I just gave away a five-pack.
Oh, there you are right now with Pitt being the favorite against Clemson. Clemson really looks like that they've got some problems. The DJ is just really not as fast as what we thought he might be. And the defense does not look real good. They've got to get things back in gear. And it looks like that the ACC is a lot more balanced than it has been in the past. You know, as far as moving on to the SEC, big game next week with Georgia and Florida. I think it's going to be tough for Florida to move the ball on Georgia's defense. You know, Alabama looked great in the last quarter and a half, some mistakes early in the game. And, but, you know, Bryce Young still looks great to me. And I think that those are still the top two teams, you know, in the country, Georgia and Alabama.
I got to agree with you on that. I got to go back to the ACC for just a second because I watched that Wake Forest Army game because it was an early game yesterday. And I got to tell you, if you're an Army fan, they stayed with Wake Forest all the way through. Okay. That I think there was one play that touchdown, was it a pick six, I believe, is what cost cost Army that game, I do believe. 70-56, the final on that. Obviously, there was no defense in there, but it was just fun to watch yesterday. So that Hartman, Sam Hartman, the quarterback for Wake Forest, he's going to be a great pro. This kid is smart. He's intelligent. He's got game, and he can flat throw a football. So, but you're right. All right, Alabama's going to come back. They did struggle. Two and a half quarters. They struggled, but they were able to get the win. They get the bye. They're going to need it because they've got to go play a little team called LSU on the 6th. So, and Coach O already knows what his fate is. These kids are just going out to play now. It's not a matter of having to try so hard. Now you can just go play free.
Well, exactly. David, you can comment on this as well. You know, what I saw from Alabama last night, especially from Bryce Young, who's had a very good passing years, I saw some sloppiness, lack of focus, and I think that's what Coach Saban got so upset about. A couple miscues, you know, the fumble and all that. But what I did see positive was somebody must have gotten Bryce Young's ear to start running the ball a little bit when he gets pressured from the outside. And that is for one and one reason only. That is a potential matchup against your Georgia Bulldogs. And he is going to have to pick up, you know, those third and five, third and six, when there's busted coverage, you know, not there's good coverage from your second, the Georgia secondary. He's going to have to pick up some first downs with his feet, and I think you're going to start seeing that a little bit more with Bryce Young. But you know, when we get down, we're going to have the CFP rankings coming out here before too long. You know, everybody's going to speculate on who that top four is. Of course, the media has a love for Ohio State a little bit, but who's your top four right now?
Well, after watching Oklahoma struggle with Kansas yesterday at 1-5, Cincinnati squeaked by Navy, who was, I think, 1-4.
They're one and six.
You know, I'm gonna have to say, you know, Alabama at four. Gosh, if not even closer in. I guess you throw Oklahoma in there, Ohio State, and Georgia. I mean, Ohio State is making a move. I mean, they've got their step back. So.
They do. Dave, man, as always, it is great to hang out with you. Great Golf for Dummies. Look forward to seeing you real soon. That is David Musial, General Manager of Glen Lakes in Foley. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with Brian Barker. He's the General Manager at Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. That happens right after this.
Edge pressure. Cleary rolling to his right. End zone.
What have we got going in the background? We got football in the background.
Brought to you by McConnell Automotive, Boudreaux Cajun Grill, Lake Forest Yacht Country Club, Timber Creek Golf Club, Golf Coach Plus, Eastern Shore Toyota and Honda, Jason Young, State Farm Insurance, the Mitchell Company, Glen Lakes Golf Club, and Goodstone Golf.
Okay, we were watching a little football while we were that would be my bad there. My bad.
Yeah, I think that Channel 5 goes to your computer on the title. I'm not sure.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Well, it's good we weren't watching something else.
Which from time to time does happen on your computer there, Dan. Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you here. I'm Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey. Time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in the general manager of Lake Forest Golf Club, our good friend Brian Barker. Brian, how you doing, pal? All right. Okay. Brian is not with us right now. So, okay. We knew that he was going to be just a little – get a little tied up, so it looks like he is right now. Maybe we could touch base with him here in just a little bit. But Dan, let's talk a little golf. We got a lot to talk about here. I'll try to get Phil queued up here too.
Sure.
Because we got a sound bite from Phil. But as you look at the older guys, some of these guys that let's just get you kind of caught up on where everybody is. Let me see. Joe Durant right now. He's at T33. He's at -3. Phil Mickelson, -1. He's up 8, T44. John Daly withdrew. Dickie Pride, he's a T57, a +4. David Toms, former LSU, he's a -6 at T16. Also a T16 is Ernie Els at -6 and Jim Furyk at -7. But Steve Flesch, he is not teed off yet. He is at -13. He's two strokes better right now. Steve Alker and Bernhard Langer, those guys two back at 11 under. Then you got Doug Barron and Tim Petrovic at 10 under.
Well, you know, it's going to be another great thing. A couple names I really love seeing up there. I like seeing Ken Duke up there. I think he's a very interesting figure. You know, Steve Flesch has been such a good player for a long time. Steven Alker from Down Under. He's kind of a real steady player with a great round 63. You know, he came back. I was very impressed by Steven Alker's follow-up to a 63. It's very difficult to follow up a very low round. And I thought the fact that he was able to shoot, you know, a score under par that second round really kept him in it. And, you know, and it was kind of nice because they play threesomes out there. And you know, to have Bernhard and Steve Flesch with you. Doug Barron, you know, somebody's going to have to go. I'm going to go down when 13-under's leading like this, especially with somebody like Bernhard or Petrovic, who's played very well over the last couple of years on the Champions Tour. It's going to be hard stretch for me to see anybody at 8-under. Or worse, have any chance in this golf tournament, to be honest, because they're going to have to go out. They're going to have to shoot a 63.
Sure.
Is it possible? Absolutely. But it should be a good finish. But let me switch over while we're waiting on Brian to the Zozo. I'm just so impressed by Hideki Matsuyama. I know he's one of your and I's favorite players for a multitude of reasons. Very soft-spoken, you know, man. Very understanding of the cultures, both in his native country as well as all the different cultures around the world. You know, I think an impact where he cemented himself into the hearts of a lot of United States of America fans was when he won the Masters and the acknowledgement and respect that his caddy showed Augusta National upon completion and victory there. I think that really stuck a lot in a lot of us. I know you and I texted each other. As soon as that happened, we texted each other, did you see that?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go to the political strain of this things, but I will just a little bit, is I really feel like nowadays to be able to respect traditions and everything. Nostalgia is very underestimated and underrated, in my opinion, Randall.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people out there want to be respectful of things, but they want to have a sense of nostalgia. Nostalgia comes with history and understanding what history is. And then also they want to be inspired. So when somebody plays really well, we don't need that inspiration to be taken away by some, you know, insane act or need to speak on behalf of other people. Just do what you do well. And be respectful of it and understand that you are given a God-given gift to be able to do something and hit a high fading 5-iron from 215 yards, you know.
That's right.
And it goes to the point right now, you know, former President Obama, you know, this whole mess going on in Virginia. And, you know, he said Trump voters are the biggest threat to our democracy. Well, he's right. He's right to their democracy, not to our democracy. And if he thinks that insulting 65, 70 million people is the right way to go, and they keep bringing up this January 6th thing, well, they keep acting like that, and January 6th will look like an afternoon at Chuck E. Cheese's if they keep pressing it. And that's not a threat. That's just where a lot of people are emotionally right now. And you know, I mean, there's no sense in it. I can't think of one thing that's going great in this country other than I know a couple new pronouns.
And those are?
Binary gender, cisgender. Have you ever heard of cisgender?
I have not heard that.
I haven't either. I guess it's a feminine male. I don't know. It's less threatening. I guess we're not very feminine type males. And I'm not going to go down that route.
Yeah, we probably
much.
Better get back to golf.
We'll get back to golf. So anyway, the Zozo Championship obviously is completed. And congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama.
Oh, my goodness.
And he has probably one of the most world-class interpreters that I've ever seen. Just
really,
a great
really
travels everywhere with him. Just a great guy.
Let's go ahead and give you the official world golf rankings right now. As they stand, John Rahm remains number one. Dustin Johnson is two. Colin Morikawa is three. Patrick Cantlay is fourth. Xander Schauffele is fifth. Bryson DeChambeau, he moves up. He's sixth. Justin Thomas drops to seventh. Roy McIlroy, he moves into the top ten at eight. Louis Oosthuizen drops to ninth. And Brooks Koepka rounds out the top ten of your official world golf rankings presented by Rolex. Now, we were talking about Hideki Matsuyama. Hideki Matsuyama right now, guess where he is in the world golf rankings?
I don't know.
19.
19.
19.
Okay.
Sam Burns is right above him.
Okay.
And Sam Burns has been playing a lot of good golf. Okay? So keep your eye on Sam. There's some Jordan Spieth. He's at 13 right now.
Now he's making a move up. Absolutely.
He really is. He really is. So it's a lot of good things going on. Of course, we talked about the LPGA, Jin Young Ko. She gets the win there in a one-hole playoff with Hong Ji Lim. Both of them finished at 22 under. They went to the 18th hole, the par 4, and Ko birdies it to get her 22nd professional victory. So congratulations to her.
Great stuff. Great stuff. You know, with the PGA Tour, the Zozo Championship, they're going to be taking that long flight back. Well, some of them won't take that long a flight. That's they're going to make a pit stop in Bermuda. One of my favorite things to watch is the Butterfield Bermuda Championship. Brian Gay won that last year. It's a little bit different. The purse is a little bit lower, so maybe some not the biggest of star power, but right after that has come the Worldwide Technology Championship at Mayakoba in beautiful Riviera Maya, Mexico.
It's beautiful down there.
Just unbelievable. A lot of families go to that tournament. A lot of wives of PGA Tour players say, honey, we're putting that on the playlist this coming year because they treat them awful nice there. El Camino and Mayakoba Golf Club. world-class place. Houston Open right after that as we come back over to the States, basically, and then RSM at Sea Island, Georgia, to wrap up November. But a lot of neat things. Charlie Hoffman gave a great interview the other day, real quick. He was talking about the importance of this wraparound season and how important it is in fall golf for a lot of PGA Tour players like a Charlie Hoffman or a Brian Gay or, you know, even like a Rory McIlroy. It's important for everybody to get an early victory, specifically for people like Charlie Hoffman, because his goal every year is to get to the FedEx Tour Championship, right?
Sure.
So if you get an early win, you're almost guaranteed, unless you just fall off the map the rest of the year, you're guaranteed to get in that.
And, you know, and the funny thing is when they started the wraparound season, you didn't see some of the big names. So you were seeing new winners, very young winners. And you're still seeing some of that, but now you're beginning to see some of these bigger names in those wraparound tournaments because they understand, A, you can get the points, how valuable the points are. Maybe they can go ahead and get another win and whatever their goals, their annual goals are. But certainly that helps if they can get out there and play some of those wraparound early tournaments.
Well, as much as I want to pick on the USGA or the RNA and all this other stuff on, you know, limiting the type of club you can use for all this other stuff. And the PGA Tour, I think they got a little too scared of the woke mob and they went down a different avenue. I think they're kind of straightening their path right now. But the one thing the PGA Tour does know how to do, Randall, and that is make money. And they realize in a wraparound season when they start throwing some little incentives out there for getting to the FedEx Cup, these players are going, you know what? Maybe I could go down to Bermuda. It's not a really big, you know, quality field. As quality as, say, a major or anything like that, or the Players' Championship, certainly. But go down there, get a good top five finish, get your game in gear, pick up some valuable FedEx Cup points. And then the ultimate goal is to try to have a shot for that $15 million. So, you know, I think they did a very smart thing in increasing some of the purses from $6.5 million to maybe $8 million to get some of these players and some of the other things
like that. They're doing a great job. So are the old guys. Obviously, they're at the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. Phil Mickelson, the defending champion, he's not going to win today. But one of the things that Phil talks about, he's number one on distance on the tour. Not doing too good from, I think, from a putting standpoint. But listen to what he had to say, talking about playing on that tour and being a long driver. This is what he said.
So I look at longest. Like, I try to hit it the farthest out here, and I was number one in driving distance. That's why I look at it. If you want to look at stuff that's irrelevant, that's, you know, have at it. But what I'm looking at is distance. I want to hit it, you know, I want to fly it 305 and try to, because I am a really good wedge player. So if I get wedges in my hand, I'm going to be tough to beat.
you have to love Phil. I mean, and I know that you didn't like Phil for a long time, but you developed a little taste for him.
I've always liked Phil.
Yeah.
What I did not like is the comparison that Phil was the everyman's golfer, because nothing Phil has ever done since he was 8 years old has had any relative to how you and I maybe grew up from 8 years, but an unbelievable character and one of the probably icons of, you know, I'm going to put him in the top 12, top 10 all time players. You know, it's just hard to judge them all, but he's exactly right, hitting bombs. And I think Phil also comes down, is a really good spokesman and antagonist of some of these rules changes because he comes at it with a lot of knowledge. And you and I both know that if you put 10 of us, you know, in a room, and you give us all the same golf club, the same people are going to still hit the ball.
Exactly,
first.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. No. You know, we can try to modify the game and change, you know, minimum lofts. You know, taking the 64 degree wedge out and making everybody use no more than a 55 degree wedge to make it a little bit more difficult. We could say everybody has to have a 12 degree, basically NASCAR it up.
Yeah.
But
a lot of restrictions.
Even if you NASCAR it up, the all-time best are the all-time best.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly. Well, Phil said, you know, hey, he's not ready to quit the PGA Tour yet. He's using the Champions Tour as an opportunity to have fun, to be around people that he knows, guys that he knows. He says, I'm using it as a chance to be competitive, but in an environment that doesn't beat you up. He said, I like being able to play aggressive. So the Champions Tour lets me have fun and play the way I like to play out here. And then And then I try to take that back when I play on the regular tour and try to implement that type of play. So he's not leaving the PGA Tour right now. All right, let's take a quick timeout. You want to talk some more football? We'll do that when we come back. Who knows? We may hear from Coach Saban right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Kicking it back to 1984. The Cars and Drive on WDAN.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Man, that was one of my favorite songs right there. I love that song, dude. That's
you have memories song. With that song, don't
I
you?
I don't know what. I don't know about it. I don't know. 1984, where was I? I was in the Army in 1984.
Rick Ocasek.
So, yeah, no, good stuff. Hey, Dan, let's real quick, let's get caught up on the leaderboards. And, of course, let's talk some football as this hour is coming to a close. It just goes by so fast. By the way, I do want to remind you that you can be sure to keep up every Saturday morning, and you can kick off your Saturday mornings with a Prep Sports Report beginning at 8 a.m. each Saturday on these same stations. Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Laster, they'll get you caught up on all the happenings in the prep sports world. They do a fantastic job, and be sure and check them out every Saturday morning. Set your clock by it, okay, and then be sure to tune us in every Sunday. All right, so let's go with the PGA. Where are we at on that?
Yeah, really, just a final conclusion that Hideki Matsuyama took down the Zozo Championship in his native country of Japan in Omura at the Nagasaki Country Nagasaki. Play. He gets a 5-shot victory. You know, if you have a chance and you're listening, go to when you watch the highlights of this. You can either download the app or whatever you want to do or go on YouTube. But he hits an unbelievable high cut 3-wood on 18 to about 12 feet and just walks it in for eagle to win by 5. And everybody just went crazy. So congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama, Brendan Steele, Cameron Tregali, the highest American finishers. They finished T2, and they both pick up. How about this? Go over to Japan, get treated like just royalty over there. Yeah, it's absolutely a great culture. Loves America. And they get to take home just a little under $908,000 a piece.
Nice.
And that's American money now. Yeah. How much in...
In the
yen? Currency, probably with like 4 yen.
There you go. Well, the LPGA, they wrapped up a little bit earlier from South Korea for the 2021 BMW Ladies Championship. It was a one-hole playoff where Jin Young Ko, she is your winner. She picks up her 22nd professional victory. Now, the European Tour, they wrapped up for Spain as the Danish golfer, 33-year-old Jeff Winther, gets his first European Tour victory, wins by stroke, finishing at 15 under. And the old guys, the PGA Tour champions, they finish up from Richmond, Virginia today for the 2021 Dominion Energy Charity Classic. Old lefty, and we're talking the older lefty, Steve Flesch, he leads by 2 strokes at 13 under. I got to give a big congrats again to Diego Tobán. He played outstanding last Sunday. I think he was, of course, we do the point system, so he was plus 12 as he wins the GCGA Tour Championship at Lakewood Golf Club in Point Clear. He gets that big Clariot jug, Dan. It was beautiful, man.
Beautiful.
And you can go to our website, or you can go to our Facebook as well and check that out. But go to our website, GCGATour.com, for more information, and come play with us next year. You'll have a lot of fun, I promise you. We've got a lot of neat things that are going to be happening on the GCGA Tour. I can't get into them right now, but we are going to have some fun.
Have some fun.
Check it out, GCGATour.com, GCGATour.com. There you go. I think you are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. Danny, there's a couple of things. I made a couple of notes from yesterday.
Okay.
I want to start talking a little football real quick.
Go ahead.
All right. I watched the Alabama game, of course, panicked a little bit, and I think Bama Tim is on. We'll get him in on in just a second, but panicked a little bit,
yep.
But kind of stayed a little cool, okay. Just as Bryson Young did, okay?
Yep. Yep.
And we walk away with the win. But after that ball game, Nico Ali Walsh.
Yeah.
Did you watch
any of the boxing? I did not watch it. What did he do? Did he win?
He did win. And yeah. They tossed the towel, threw the towel in, the other folks. And I watched that one. I watched all three of those matches last night. But it reminded me of course, Ali, the GOAT in boxing. Ali's trainer, along with Sugar Ray Leonard's trainer, Angelo Dundee.
Sure.
We used to have Angelo Dundee when I was doing morning radio. Mm-hmm. We had Angelo about every 2 weeks. That dude was absolutely phenomenal.
He was gold.
He was fantastic to talk with. And he died, I think he died in 2012.
2012.
Yeah. And but just I thought about him and all the time we spent with him, and any time we went down to Orlando, we had time with him and all that kind of stuff. But just a lot of good memories with Angelo Dundee.
Well, and I know we're going to go to Bama Tim here, but he was one of those figures in boxing that made us want to watch boxing,
exactly,
along with the other characters. He even trained George Foreman, Sugar Ray Leonard. I think he was even with Hector Macho Camacho.
Well, speaking of Camacho, let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in Bama Tim. Bama Tim, how you doing, brother?
Good morning, boys. Well, I'm a little coughing a little bit here from smoking that cigar last night, but officially, Tennessee Hate Week is over with, but now we have 2 weeks to hate LSU.
Well, and you do. It'll be interesting to see what happens there because, obviously, you know what's going to happen with Coach O. We know that he's gone at the end of the season. And for Ole Miss right now, I think basically their mentality is we got nothing to lose here. All right, we got nothing to lose. Now, I don't know whether you're an O fan or not, a Coach O fan or not. And I was going to try to pull Coach O up. But we're not going to be able to do that today.
Maybe next week we'll be able to get him. I think he's taken the week off.
He has, and I did have an opportunity to talk with him after the ball game yesterday. We had a great conversation. I'll share that with you next week. But listen, he's kind of like made his mind up, and I think he's doing it the right way. All right.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, Bama Tim, maybe you'll pull it out. I didn't get to throw this to David Musial, but when are they going to pull the plug on Dabo Sweeney?
That's a good question, guys, because they just, what, they're 4-3 or 4-3 now?
Yeah, they lost three games so far.
Yeah, I think they're 4-3.
Well, you know, the thing about the Bama game last night, the communication it seems like it's not there. I mean,
yeah,
4th and 23, we get caught for roughing the kicker. Tennessee gets 7 points out of that. Jalen Williams fumbles a ball that hit him right in the hands, and he just dropped it. And Tennessee blocks a punt. They get 3 points out of that. But, you know, Bryce Young is looking great, man. I mean, 31 of 43 for 371 yards, two TDs, and two rushing TDs. I am glad to see that boy running the football for a change.
Well, I agree, and I think he's going to have to run it, Bama Tim. You know, if we're going to compete, you look at the rest of the schedule, I think LSU's not going to be a problem. It's at home. New Mexico State's a warm-up. Arkansas may be a little tough early, but I think we'll pull out. But Auburn game's going to be a tough game at Auburn. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I think where most Bama fans, and specifically probably Coach Saban, is, it was just a lack of focus early on in the game and making silly mistakes. And I think that's something that you can't do, because if you have that mindset, it's like on the golf course. If you get out there and you're feeling really good about yourself, you know that you are playing good, you get out there on the first tee box and you pull one left out of bounds, you make triple bogey, and they're like, okay, let's calm down, and then you make bogey, bogey, bogey on the next three holes, and you're sitting there going, what the heck's just happened? I think that's kind of what Alabama went through. You just got to settle down, play solid defense, and pick up first downs, and we saw what they're capable of doing. So I think the point was put across by Coach Saban. He's not going to downgrade his team or berate them. They did a good job down the stretch.
You know what? As a matter of fact, hang on just a second, because we've got Coach Saban right here. Let's see what he had to say.
It was a great victory, I think, for our team. It's always great. This is a great rivalry to me, to us, to a lot of people in the state of Alabama. I think our crowd was fantastic out there. I think they had an impact on the game, especially the student section. You know, we did some things that, you know, we need to get fixed, obviously. Busted a couple coverage on defense, fumbled the ball on the 9-yard line, got a punt blocked, roughed the punter on 4th and 30. I mean, just some really things that we shot ourselves in the foot. And I think those things really need to get corrected.
So there you go. Listen, he laid it out for you right there. So, hey, Bama Tim, we are just about out of time, man. Go ahead and lay it on me, brother.
But before I go, what do you think about the Illinois-Penn State game?
Yeah, I thought it was – I watched a lot of it. It just goes to show you, anytime anybody can get beat.
9 overtime, and they didn't even make the cover. They didn't even make the over.
I know, brother. All right, lay it on me, man.
All right, guys. 2 weeks to LSU. Time has not been announced yet, but we'll see y'all then. Roll! God roll.
All right, there you go. There you go. Hey, by the way, you can play the Southern Fairways Football Challenge each week for a chance to win $50 to your favorite golf course. Go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and play the Southern Fairways College Football Challenge. Now, the contest is free to enter. All you have to do is pick the 10 college football games that we select each week. Weekly winners will receive a $50 gift card to your favorite golf course, all courtesy of Carol Bebout and Lisa Johnson. The Bebout Johnson team has the experience and expertise to help you with any of your home buying and selling needs along the Gulf Coast of Alabama. You can contact them easily by filling out the short form at the bottom of the contest. Week 8, just one, Tony Wynn. He got $50. He's going to the Preserve. By the way, we talked food real quick. Hey, nope. Dirt, my man Dirt is the collard green man. He's got some collard greens. We talked about that last night. Can't wait to eat some.
Yeah.
All right. Dan, good to have you back. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Next week, we are going to be at Timber Creek. Hey, they got a big thing happening over there. Are you familiar with Top Golf? Well, it's happening over there. We'll tell you more about it next week for the whole staff, for Charlie, for Philip, for Danny. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. God bless America. Be safe out there.